Lesson 100. Enjoy. What kind of things do you enjoy doing most of all? Do you always enjoy yourself at a party? Wonder. Wonderful. So many. Pyramid. Babylon. Do you ever wonder what'll happen to you in the future? What do you suppose will happen to you in the future? Have you ever wondered why some people are rich whilst others are poor? Why are children more often filled with wonder than adults?
I think the reason children are more often filled with wonder than adults is that so many things are new to them.
Name me one of the seven wonders of the world.
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
What's the most wonderful thing that has ever happened to you in your life? Special verbs, continued. Construction, end construction, so have I, neither have I, for instance. Another three ways in which the special verbs differ from the other verbs are as follows. 1. They are used as auxiliaries, that is, they help other verbs to form their tenses. For example, they were eating. Their moods, for example, long may he live, or their passive voice, for example, the boy is taught by Mrs. Green. Tell me the first of the second three ways in which the special verbs differ from other verbs.
The first of the second three ways in which the special verbs differ from other verbs is that they are used as auxiliaries.
Give me some examples, please.
They have taken, long may she rule. His translation was corrected by the teacher.
2. They are used for short answers. For example, will you help me cook the dinner, please? Yes, I will. Who is the best student in the class? Richard is. Tell me the second of the second three ways in which the special verbs differ from other verbs.
The second of the second three ways in which the special verbs differ from other verbs is that they are used for short answers.
Give me some examples, please.
Oughtn't you to be careful when you cross the road? Yes, I ought to. Dare you hit a bigger man than yourself? No, I daren't.
Give me the short answers to these questions, please. He will come tomorrow, won't he?
Yes, he will.
He won't come tomorrow, will he?
No, he won't.
Are you going to send him a letter?
Yes, I am. Or, no, I'm not.
3. They are used in end constructions. That is, they add something to the end of a sentence and are joined to the sentence with the words so, neither, or nor. For example, my brother has a car and so have I. My brother has not got a car, and nor have I. Nor, however, is probably less used than neither. John must go home, and so must you. John must not go to the cinema, and neither must Mary. Mary is going to London tomorrow, and so is John. John said, I speak German, and Mary answered, and so do I. John said, I do not speak Chinese, and Mary answered, and neither do I. We must notice that in these sentences, after the words so, neither, and nor, the subject follows the verb. For example, and so have I. Remember that we cannot use other than the special verbs in such sentences. We cannot say, for instance, John speaks German, and so speaks Mary. We must say, John speaks German, and so does Mary. Tell me the third of the second three ways in which the special verbs differ from the other verbs.
The third of the second three ways in which the special verbs differ from the other verbs is that they are used in end constructions.
Give me some examples, please.
I have to go to the hairdresser's, and so has my sister. He is not a very nice person, and neither is his wife. She could not break it, and nor could I.
Give me some end constructions for these sentences, please. I might go to the cinema this evening.
And so might my mother.
She can play the piano well.
And so can I.
She cannot play the piano well.
And neither can I.
We must not be late.
And neither must you.
Instead of saying, neither do I, neither has she, etc., we can say, I don't either, she hasn't either, etc. What can we say instead of, neither do I, neither has she, etc.?
Instead of, neither do I, neither has she, etc., we can say, I don't either.
Defeat, election, politics. Is your town usually defeated at football? Do you know which political party suffered defeat in the last elections in France, or don't world politics interest you? Throne. What do we call the chair a king sits on?
We call the chair a king sits on a throne.
Idiom 3. Snag equals a problem, usually a small one. For example, the job's quite easy. You should find no snags to it. What does the idiom snag mean?
The idiom snag means a problem.
Give me an example, please.
I would invite you to the cinema this evening, but there's just one snag. I have no money.